Welcome to this week's episode of On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. Today, I want to talk about the Chicago Bulls post the Fred Hoiberg era. So now that that Fred is out of Chicago and Jim Boylan has taken over as the Chicago Bulls head coach, I decided that I will start watching the Chicago Bulls. I have to be honest and admit that I haven't really been watching, even though I'm a Chicago girl and I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls and Chicago Bears fan, along with the Chicago Cubs. But it's been very hard to watch the Bulls this season. What is the record now? 5-20? So I want to try to take a look at some of the pieces I think the Chicago Bulls are missing after watching a game the other night. Let me just break that down for you. Okay, so what's missing? I think that a lot is missing. Besides Zach LaVine, who's playing up to his billing, and maybe Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr., who's looking good for a rookie, I'm not impressed by anybody else on the Chicago Bulls. I think that the Lopez era in Chicago should be over. He is a big guy, big presence down him, but he's just not the center of the new NBA era. He's not a 3-point shooter. He's gangly. He's awkward. You know, he's just weird. And I just don't think that, you know, he fits with these young guys on the Chicago Bulls. I think that maybe he could be packaged in a trade. You know, I wish that we can get a lot of those players from the Boston Celtics because they're deep. But I really do believe that the Bulls need a backup point guard, because if Zach LaVine goes down, who do we have to replace him? I think they have a guy, I cannot say his name, Archie Diacono or whatever his name is, you know, who's been playing well, but he can't get it done for the Bulls long term. So we need someone else at that backup point guard position. And also, we need a dedicated scoring two guard. I know, you know, Chris Dunn is coming back, but I honestly don't believe Chris Dunn is a starting shooting guard. I think that they need someone else. And then, you know, Markkanen can get it done at the 3 and 4, but that's it. I mean, you know, we're bare bones. We're really bare bones. So the other sad part of the situation is there's really no one to package in a deal. We can't really get anybody in return because the player pool is so weak. It's sad to say, too, because I'm a diehard Chicago Bulls fan. I'm a diehard Chicago Bears fan. I'm a diehard Chicago Cubs fan. I'm a Chicago girl living in the DMV. And speaking of the DMV, the Washington Wizards are also bottom of the barrel just like the Bulls are. So, you know, my local fandom is terrible. I mean, you know, I wish the Bulls could win the Illinois lottery and just get anybody decent, any decent free agent to come to Chicago to put us back on the map. Because right now, Zach LaVine, Markkanen, and Wendell Carter Jr. ain't going to get it. Dunn and Portis, not the answer. I'm ashamed to admit what I'm getting ready to tell you guys. Right? Because at this point, nobody wants this dude. But I think, sadly, that Carmelo Anthony would fit very well with the Chicago Bulls. I don't think that he should be a starter, but I do believe that he can give some veteran presence, which the Chicago Bulls do not have, and also be able to come off the bench and be kind of like a Paul George type of guy. Now, the scoring for Melo is down. He's not going to score 25, 30 points tonight, but I think he can give a solid 10, 15 and a few rebounds and help give this Bulls team some kind of presence. Because right now, LaVine and Markkanen is it, but we need a third piece. I think we need four pieces, actually. But, you know, they held their own the other night against the OKC Thunder. I think I watched up into the third quarter where it was like 72-65, and Paul George had an awesome night, and so did Russell Westbrook, but Markkanen was taking it to the basket. He was being aggressive and doing his thing, and so was Zach LaVine. But Markkanen is the type of power forward or slash center that the new NBA has arrived at. So that's why I keep saying that Lopez needs to go. So what are the options to get us at least in the eighth seed in the playoffs? I'm not sure what that answer is, but I think Melo might be able to fill one of those roster spots and get rid of some of these other weak players that we may have that could still get you 15 points tonight. So watching that OKC game the other night in the new Jim Boylan era, it appeared that the Bulls had a little bit more energy than they did when Fred was there. And so, you know, I think we're only one or two games into the Jim Boylan era, but they did play a little bit more inspired. And I think one of the reasons is because Markkanen is now back on the floor. And this other guy, Archie, I can't say his name, Arcadiano, whatever his name is, number 51. He's decent too. You know, he plays a little bit inspired, but I think Holiday has to do a better job at that three, four spot. I don't know. I just think it's a very weak team. I don't see anyone, any free agent this offseason wanting to come to Chicago to play with the core that we currently have. Now, you know, Garn Packs, maybe they can pull off a major feat by getting some draft picks, some number one draft picks in next year's draft or whatever, but Chicago ain't got it. The Bulls just don't have it. They don't feel alive. The crowd doesn't look alive. You know, at one point I even said, "Hey, I'm going to just get rid of the Bulls, and Giannis is going to make me a Milwaukee Bucks fan." But no, I'm sticking with my hometown team. But it's not looking good for DC, and it also ain't looking good for Chicago. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Orange Round Ball, Chicago Bulls edition. See you guys next week.